This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Larry Bird walking through that door, okay?
No, they've got the sixth leading scorer in playoff history for the Celtics. That's Jason Tatum. He'll be fifth. He'll be actually fourth after this playoffs is over. So, yeah, they've got Larry Bird's son, Jason. One for seven in the fourth for Jason Tatum. 5 for 19 from the field. Complete brick show.
Are we going to talk about Bridges and his fourth quarter?
Amazing.
Nash Bridges?
14 points, all of them that he scored in the fourth quarter, and then a nice play on defense at the end. See, that was the other thing. Boston doesn't help the narrative of the NBA doesn't play defense. You're up 20 with 3:12 to go in the third, and then you allow the Knicks to go on a 21-4 run. How about stepping in front of somebody?
Here's Joe Mazzulla's postgame conference.
Joe, what happened there in the last 5 minutes?
Well,
it just
we lost.
Seemed like you guys couldn't score. Yeah. And they just made every play.
Yeah, they made every play. And like I said, even you know, throughout the end of that third, the fourth quarter, I thought we generated some good looks. And then I thought we had some live ball turnovers, and they took advantage of it. So they made the necessary plays to win. You know, we put ourselves in position to do that, and we just didn't make the plays.
You guys, two days off. How do you respond from this? This is just another blown 20-point lead, exactly your worst nightmare. How do you come back from this?
I mean, you just take a look at it, figure out where you have to be better, and you know, put a full 48 minutes together. So I have an understanding that it's going to be difficult, but, you know, that's why we do what we do, and figure out where we have to get better and do that.
Joe, what was the thought process with not calling timeout there of 12 seconds left?
Had one left, got a good look on the exact same play.
Use the game
20 seconds earlier, tried to execute the exact same thing. They did a job of their lower pickup point, and we weren't able to get the advantage that we had on that on the last Tatum dunk. So
that's garbage.
Good full court setting. They subbed out Towns. Weren't able to sub out Brunson. Had action there, and just didn't execute.
Guys, I don't know if you know this. I'm just a puppet for the general manager and the analytics people upstairs, and they tell me what to do.
He won a title last year.
What is it? What is he going to do with that extra time? As he's using that in Game Three, do you get to carry that over, or you know, is that used for toll money on the way home? Did you
give
the toll booth
right
operator a time?
He better pay that toll, or he's going to get a text message that says you better pay. You lose your license.
It's
your real license.
Yeah, it's they're going to take away. They're going to take away your license if you
anybody
don't pay
else
a toll.
Get that text message?
Everybody's getting
text
it right. The best part about it is they're sending it to Missouri numbers. There's not one toll road in the state of Missouri. Okay, so you better have paid. Not that you couldn't have been on to, but it's a scam. It's a scam. Yeah, it is an absolute scam. So if you're getting the pay your toll text message that everybody's getting, delete, so, ignore that thing.
So let's have a grown-up conversation, because like Bob and I were talking this morning, like I couldn't believe, and Max the same way, because Max said in a different way than we did, you and I both said carbon copy mirror image of game one was what we saw in game two, and you wouldn't have put your life on it.
No, like
you wouldn't have bet
no,
anything.
Not at
it,
all. Right?
And then Mac says, at about midway through the third quarter, he's watching the game last night. Got to have the strongest fiance in the city of Overland Park, and God bless Hannah last night because I know you're a wreck. And he goes, I started watching that. I said, this game won all over again. Where I was sitting there and slowly falling into this same world that Mac was in, where I'm like, okay, it's 20. This is what it was in game one. Okay, it's 17. Okay, now it's 11. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, it's a six-point game. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is exactly what we saw in game one. And then Bridges is the defensive stop for the Knicks at the end of the game, who was the one who took the ball from Jaylen Brown at the end of the game in game one. It's nuts. It's weird when sports work this way. It's planets align up because there's, New York roots over here. There's fandom since they were under the age of, 11 for Boston over here. And then there's me who just wants to watch entertaining and fun sports. And I get it all. And you guys, obviously, one of your teams is going to win, one of your teams is going to lose. But to say that you would have seen the exact same game and the exact same outcome that you saw in game one last night. I mean, I played the copy for you guys. You both had Boston winning. Yeah. You both had Boston covering 10.5.
Yeah,
it didn't happen.
No, but because who would have thought you would have seen the exact same thing? And at one point, I texted you, are they rerunning the game from Monday night? Yeah. Honest to God, I thought they were like somebody hit a button to the Turner Studios and they just started rerunning Monday's game because it was the exact same game. I mean, it was the exact same game. And that's why I have a problem with the coach. You've got to see these things coming. You've got to factor in the human side of things. You've got to understand and have a feel for your players. It doesn't feel to me that he has a feel for his players and his team out there. How do you allow the same thing to happen again? Two nights in a row. That's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. That's exactly what the Boston Celtics did on Wednesday night. It was the exact same type of game. The Knicks saw it. They knew exactly what was coming, and they went out there, and they flipped the switch with 3:12 to go. I mean, you got to give the Knicks a lot of credit in this one, to continue to keep fighting and for playing defense, because they did. Boston get in the way of somebody, take a foul, who knows, whatever the case may be, send that guy to the line who airballed free throws. Like, they should have been hack-a-shack that guy all night long when he was in the game.
I disagree.
And I know they were subbing that guy out and whatnot, but
I kind of don't like that for the game.
I actually think that lost us the game.
You do.
You guys
that
got the bonus.
You guys got
in the bonus with 2.5 minutes left in the game.
That's a fair point.
Jalen Brunson hit those free throws.
Yeah.
To go up one. That's what won the game. That's another coaching malpractice. If you want to mention Joe Mazzulla, I can hate on Joe this morning. There's no question. Joe is not without faults after these two games, but it is not for the reasons I believe that you believe with the shooting. But what we just heard in his comments, oh, well, that play worked 20 seconds ago. Hey, these are professional athletes.
Stupid.
What the hell are you talking about?
You never go back to the well like that. That play worked. That was great.
Hey, Wasp, just worked.
Yeah, let's run it again, right?
I was dumbfounded when I heard him say that.
Yeah.
That is inexcusable. He just ran the same play.
Well, you don't seem dumbfounded. You seem pissed that I heard him say that.
But again, that's why he's an idiot. You run the same play again.
That was idiotic.
They just saw it. They literally just saw it. It's fresh in their minds. Oh, here it comes again.
Here we go.
Okay, we know what they're doing. Put my arms up. Get it to kick out. Here comes Bridges. Block the shot. Game two over, just like game one was over. Like, the Knicks saw it coming. You've got to be smarter than your opponent. You've got to be better than your opponent.
Did the Knicks win because Karl Anthony Towns was the best player on the floor, or because Derek White was the team lead in points last night for the Celtics?
I mean, if I had to choose, it'd be because of Cat. I thought Cat was massive.
He was fantastic.
He kept him in the game in the first half.
He really did. I mean, he was big.
16
big dunks
points,
and
rebounds.
Yeah, he was all over the place. He was fantastic last night. But you're right. That guy that looks like that Martian guy that you said this, right? Like, I mean, that can't be your leading scorer. Your stars got to play big in big moments. Like, let's look at all the sports that we've watched over the last 10 years here in Kansas City. The big moments happen. Who are the stars? We're not, as much as we should have been talking about Damian Williams being the MVP, it was Patrick Mahomes with Wasp. It was Tyreek Hill making the play. It's Travis Kelce coming up with the big plays. It's Chris Jones on defense coming up with big stops and batting balls down and doing all of that kind of stuff. It's Nick Bolton making big plays. Your stars need to be stars on the biggest of stages. And that's why the Chiefs won Super Bowls, but it's also why the Chiefs lost Super Bowls. Look at the last Super Bowl against the Eagles, right? Patrick Mahomes wasn't a star in that game. Travis Kelce sure as hell wasn't a star in that game. Nobody on defense was a star in that game. But look at what Philadelphia did. A.J. Brown was a star in that game. Jalen Hurts was a star in that game. That defensive line was a star in that game. When you play these big moments in these big games, your stars need to be your stars. And if your stars aren't your stars on the biggest stage, then you're not going to win. And to your point, yes, does it matter about the coaching? It does to an extent, but also your players have to go out there and be your stars. And the Royals don't win the World Series in 2015 if the stars of that team, HDH, don't get the job done when it matters most. If they can't close out those games, or if Hosmer doesn't have that mad dash as your star, or Lorenzo Cain doesn't come through as one of your stars in those games. You have got to have your stars be your stars. And Boston stars have not been their stars in the last two games.
And to be fair, White and Brown were both game high with 20, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, yeah.
You got to take over these games, man.
I think
Mahomes is
awesome, but yeah.
No, he's awesome, but he can't be your leading scorer.
I don't know. I agree.
He's your third man on
third best player. Yeah, I agree. I agree. You're right. All intents and purposes, there are games that are different. But yeah, the Jays combined for 5 points in the second half. They both went 1-for-7 in the second half, 2-for-14 combined. It was abysmal, embarrassing.
He called them the Jays.
Yeah, like, South Lantosa.
Yeah,
Jays.
Yeah, they're out of service. Yeah. You had to tow them to New York.
7-9-6-5. For speaking of the text line, the 816, Knicks are playing their absolute best basketball. If the Celtics can find their A game from beginning to end, Knicks cannot hang with them. They look like regular season Chiefs right now. Wake up, Celtics.
Well, that's a good text. It really is. And you know, going in now to game three of this series, I mean, you know, we can talk about who it's a must win for. I think it's a must win for the Knicks because I'm living in that world now where I don't want to give now the Celtics any sort of hope whatsoever, right? This is now one of those situations. They're on the brink. If you're the Knicks, do not let them get back into this thing and give them any sort of confidence. This game three now on Saturday is one of those put your foot on the throat, step on their neck, let them bleed out. That's what you have to do if you're the Knicks. Because I still believe, I've watched enough sports over the years, good teams eventually figure it out. And if you give them an opening, they may kick down that door. And the Knicks can't give the Celtics an opening now because they still are the defending champs. They still have great players. But if the Knicks go out there and pummel Boston early, maybe they go into a shell and they're never able to come back. And then it's a 3-0 New York lead. And then you're this close. Nothing's over. Nothing is over.
No,
the Yankees are up 3 games. We've seen Chiefs down 24. We've seen all kinds of things in sports. Nothing is over anymore till it's over, man.
Plus, Adam Silver's seen how entertaining these 2 games have been. And he's got somebody's ear going, you better make this go 7 games.
Oh, there's a meeting with the officials in New York, I guarantee you, tomorrow going, all right, here's what we need to have happen. The ratings have been tremendous for these series. We got to make sure we keep it close. Swallow a whistle here or there. Let's see what
they're letting them play,
right?
Man.
They are letting them play.
It was nice. Go back to your Andy Reid analogy with this Joe Mazzulla thing. I think he did adjust. They shot 20 less three-pointers. At this point, I believe people mad at Joe Mazzulla for the three-point misses are people being mad at Chiefs wide receivers for dropping, or people being mad at Andy Reid for Chiefs wide receivers dropping open passes. Guys are open. They're not hitting shots. They're not catching the football. The coach has done everything he can. I'm giving you wide open mid-range jump shots.
I don't think anybody was ever mad at Andy for Kadarius.
Well, but I'm saying it's the same logic. You're getting mad. No, people were mad at Matt Nagy for that year for the offense. Absolutely. They were very upset with Matt Nagy.
Everybody blames Matt for everything.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. You're blaming Joe for warm-up Jays. He's scheming you wide open.
Maybe he is. That's not the point. You've got to understand the human side of things. This is not about stats. This is not about X's and O's. This is about being a manager and understanding your people and having a pulse on the people that work for you. And they're taking open J's and they're missing them, right? That tells me maybe their legs are tired. Maybe they've been through so much for the regular season and it's now catching up with them. Because if you're leaving guys in the NBA wide open, God, they should hit 80% of those shots. That's how good NBA players are. They're phenomenal, phenomenal basketball players. If you're taking, because I'm watching the highlights now, there were a lot of wide open shots. And so they're not hitting wide open shots. That's the coach taking it to the next level and being a manager of people and understanding your people and your players and your personnel and saying, God, he just doesn't have it today. All right, here's what we're going to do. Your legs are a little bit tired. I get it. Let's get it inside. Let's take some easier shots. I'm going to take the pressure off of you because I see you're leaving shots short, or you're hitting the back of the iron, or you're hitting the side of the rim. Clearly, it's not working for you tonight, so I need to remove you from that situation. That's what good coaches do. That's what good managers do, bosses do. They understand their people. It's not about the stats. It's not about the X's and O's. You've got to understand your dudes, and when they're missing shots and everything is off, you've got to figure out this is not a schematic thing. This is a human thing. And he hasn't realized that. And that's pathetic.
27.8% from mid-range for the series. 30% in the paint for the series. They're not hitting Jack Diddley.
They're not hitting anything.
Jack Diddley.
They're not hitting anything.
They're missing layups.
They're missing a lot, but so are the Knicks. It wasn't like exactly an offensive display in the first part of that game.
No, and I agree with you with the defense. In the second half, there are multiple times where there'd just be five possessions in a row where the Celtics just seemingly kind of defensively just don't really give effort. I don't know if it's effort. I don't know what it is. But I agree with you. There are defensive lapses in this team.
Yeah, I think that, you can blame threes and you can blame coaching, but I can tell you right now, the Celtics will go into game three with the exact same game plan they've had the last two games. They will continue to shoot because they are a team like Iowa State in the big tournaments, right? Iowa State averages 88 points a game. They go into a tournament. They win their first two games. Everyone's like, here's that team. They play a team like Cincinnati in the Sweet 16, and they lose by 18. Everybody goes, how'd they lose? Well, they went 9 of 35 from the arc. Oh, that's what got you there? That's what you're going to live and die by? I'm fine with it. I think that's what the Celtics will do, because if they go out into the Garden on Saturday at 2:30 in the afternoon, and Tatum's got 35, and Brown hits six threes, and Pritchard's out there making it rain, and they win the game 121-99, all of a sudden, that shift is going to go right back over and be like, see, that's the team that they can be.
Right.
That's why you keep doing it. And then the Knicks fans will start to be like, oh, boy, I hope I didn't wake up a sleeping giant.
And then all of a sudden, yeah, right. 2-0 lead is not a safe lead at all. It is an absolute must-win game for both teams on Saturday.
I mean, you have house money in your pocket. Like, right now, the Knicks could get up and walk away, cash in, and go win the rest of this. Or they could F around and find out. And that's where we're at right now. Yeah. And I think that's the best part about this whole thing, because it's like, hey, look, here we go. Game three in the Garden. On Saturday at 2:30, I cannot wait. I mean, it's going to be absolutely electric. And this is why we need more of this.
Right.
Like,
it's
this
true.
This is fun.
Like,
I get it's playoffs, but I mean, this is fun.
But it is. But the NBA so postseason has been spectacular, right? Save a couple of games here or there. For the most part, it's been spectacular.
Electric.
The National Hockey League playoffs have been spectacular this year. People are watching. And then you get to the regular season and nobody pays attention to anything, right? I don't know if we'll ever get the regular season interest in every other sport other than the NFL ever. But when you get to the postseason and you see this display that's going on both in hockey and in basketball, as a lover of sports, as a fan of sports, you've got to enjoy what's going on right now, because they're giving you great games. They're giving you great moments. They're giving you, oh my gods. They're giving you unbelievable. They're giving you wow. Like, the NBA and the NHL are freaking delivering right now on their playoffs. Now, we always say, how do we continue that into the regular season? Summer will happen. We'll forget about these sports. We'll move on. And nobody will remember about basketball until Christmas time when the NFL's on, right?
Oh.
That's just kind of the way that it works. And the playoffs will get here again. We'll have some more good games. We'll be like, how do we do this again in the regular season? You don't. But you have to maximize this right now. And the NBA's done a nice job of giving the sports fan, us as a collective group, the sports fan, great moments. Hockey has done a great job of giving us a sports fans great moments so far in these postseason games. It's been wild, man. It's been great.
I mean, they got Winterhorse up, showered, combed his hair, and put a suit on in the hotel.
Yeah.
Blinds open.
Damn.
Real quickly, speaking of enjoying the moment, I don't know if you guys have been, you know, keeping your eyes glued to Caglione, but I had a come to Dusty moment yesterday driving home from the station. I think he's rookie year Patrick Mahomes. Not first-year starter Patrick Mahomes. I think he's rookie-year Patrick Mahomes. Because
I can get with that.
You knew what you got. You got in Caglione, massive of a man from Florida, you know, two-time All-American, smart kid, drafted sixth overall, Mahomes 10th. And what you had to tell yourself was, this is the future, this is not now. And I can give you his stats. I'll have him updated on the board here and eventually. But right now in Double A, in 112 at bats, Caglione is hitting .330. He's got an OPP of .409. He's got a slug of .598. Disgusting. He's got a OPS of 1,007. Right. So 8 home runs, 6 doubles, 31 RBI, 112 at bats, 32 strikeouts. Bit hot there. That's fine. Like, power hitters strike out, power pitchers give up the long ball.
I mean, Aaron Judge had 3 strikeouts last night. He's only hitting 400 now. Strikeouts aren't as bad, allegedly, as they used to be in baseball, or frowned upon. It's like missing threes. It's fine.
And I think the reason why I think he's Alex Smith, I think he's Patrick Mahomes in Mahomes' rookie year is we're not going to get to see the full experiment. Now, where we got to see one game of Patrick Mahomes is, I think, the equivalent of, what, a month of baseball, maybe? Or maybe like
10 days, yeah.
So 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. And we might get to see that on August 15th, and Caglione gets called up to be an addition to the playoff roster. And he might hit 2 or 3 home runs in that short stint until the playoffs start. Like when we watched that game of Patrick Mahomes against Denver, and you're like, oh my God, see, I knew it. This was going to happen. But the time and the preparation and all of that, like you say, you can't open your Christmas gifts until Christmas morning. You don't get one on Christmas Eve. You wait until the morning. Caglione's going to go to AAA eventually. He's destroying AA. But Mahomes eventually is going to be your starter. And when you do this and you give it time and you let it be polished, look at what it can be. I'm not saying that Caglione's going to come in here and be a perennial MVP, but maybe he's going to be part of a roster and be a big piece as to get you over that edge, because everybody says, where is that bat? Where is that, you know, postseason run? When does that happen? Well, imagine if you do have Pasquantino, Bobby Witt Jr., Caglione all hitting in consecutive order with Michael Garcia and Jonathan India, and maybe Drew Waters continues to keep it up. All of a sudden, that lineup gets bigger and more trusted and more, I don't know, more powerful. But again, it's like Patrick Mahomes being Alex Smith's backup. It's going to be that way for a little bit longer.
Well, I mean, if you're a studier of history and whatnot, look back at what Bobby Witt did and how long he was in the minors. He was essentially in the minor leagues for one full season, mm-hmm. right? Because of the COVID nonsense and all this kind of crap. And you had the at-bats. He had essentially one huge full season down in the minor leagues. And it worked for Bobby Witt Jr., right? And that was a good thing. Bobby Witt's a perennial MVP candidate right now. Same thing to your analogy, which I like a lot, is that the Patrick Mahomes analogy. They sat him for an entire year. He turned into an MVP. Bobby Witt essentially had an entire full year in the minor leagues. He's basically turned into an MVP. I'm not saying Jack Caglione is going down that route, but you've got the two best players in the city in a very long time, maybe combined ever, and they both spent that time in the quote-unquote minor leagues, and they weren't rushed. And I think it was beneficial for them. Patrick will tell you the best thing that ever happened to him, outside of Alex Smith, obviously, was sitting for that entire year and learning. And I'm sure Bobby Witt would say the best thing for him was staying down in the minor leagues when we all thought it. Because I remember asking Matheny all the time, when are you bringing Bobby up? When are you bringing Bobby up? When are you bringing Bobby up? Oh, we'll bring him up eventually, blah, blah, blah. You know how it goes in baseball. Everything mm-hmm. is, you know, slow played. But your analogy is really good, and it really makes a lot of sense. And I think that's the great way to look at this thing, is that Jack Caglione will be here, and he looks like he's going to be a pretty good player for this organization. And the more time that he can have to learn and understand what he has to do to not only come up to the major league level, but then to stay at the major league level and then be a successful major league player, mm-hmm. you can only learn that with time. And that was the best thing that they ever did with Patrick Mahomes, was sitting in for that first year. I mean, it was a brilliant move. They had the luxury to do that. Mm-hmm. The Royals kind of have a luxury to do that right now with Jack Caglione. You don't need to bring him up here and save the franchise or any of that kind of stuff. You know, let him get his sea legs under him. Let him do his thing. You get to the playoffs again this year. You bring him up next year. He's inserted into the lineup, and boom, let's see what happens.
Royals are winners of 14 of their last 16, hoping to be 15 of their last 17 today. The game at 1:10 at the K. Mac Morey will be there cheering him on because he has something that he can actually cheer for. I kid. I'm sorry.
Is that what he's doing now? He's done with basketball.
See, that's what I thought a great bit would be. We start talking basketball, and then Mac kills our mics, goes, so yesterday the Royals, they win. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. You should. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw this now, but Dusty brought up Michael Garcia hitting leadoff last night.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
It's first to a bat, it's double single. I'm kidding.
He was only a triple and a homer away from the cycle last night.
You know the last Royal to do was George Brett? Couldn't believe it.
The last Royal to do anything is George Brett, it feels like. Bobby's starting to maybe take some of those, but it's kind of funny. Like, the last Royal to do this, George Brett.
It would go, man.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.